the meeting room spilled over with people, so the chair of the Milwaukee County Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee quickly arranged an extra room so folks wouldn't have to sit on the floor. And although they had to wait a couple of hours for the county grounds item to come up, most people didn't budge. They want their rapidly developing city to maintain as much parkland as possible. Finally, James Tarantino spoke. He's the county director of economic development.
What Wauwatosa is requesting we do so that they can put their planning process back on track is survey the parcel that contains the woods, rezone the woods as park, then place permanent preservation protections on the wood area and on the county grounds park area.
To give you a bit of context, Wauwatosa seemed to be moving full steam ahead at finalizing its life science district plan, 1,200 acres that supporters say will blend development and green space. A key green space is called Sanctuary Woods. Then last week, a city committee tabled further discussion to allow a few issues to be ironed out. A coalition of citizens plan to urge the county supervisors to do whatever they can to designate Sanctuary Woods and nearby natural areas as county park and to preserve every inch of remaining parkland on the county grounds. One resident who spoke at Tuesday's meeting is Michael Bognar. He says he became involved in the future of the county grounds as a UW-Milwaukee student.
As a way to sort of exercise my civic duty as a young man. And I noticed one thing consistent throughout every meeting. I was by far the youngest person in the room.
Bognar says he reached out to colleagues and friends.
And I wanted to let you all know that the sentiment that is voiced by the citizens that have been here for 30 plus years is also echoed by the citizens that haven't even been around for 30 years.
Many people who spoke at Tuesday's hearing offered to help physically maintain the parkland's paths and habitat. Economic Development Director Tarantino says the entire planning process has to continue to be one of involvement and compromise.
An attempt to balance the need to develop a property tax base in the city, because the city is 39% property tax exempt, and the need to preserve parks. So I would pose the question that if people are very concerned about the woods and the future of the woods, we have a serious conversation about forming a friends group or some other financial means of leveraging the community to help take care of this space. We need to be conscious of the limitations that the Parks Department has to take care of its current park system.
Throughout much of the hearing, however, committee members seem to be internally scratching their heads. Milwaukee County cannot rezone land in Wauwatosa. That task falls to the city. Yet Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman's comment drew a swell of applause.
I just want to make a statement, though. During this process that you're working with Wauwatosa, my vote is for preservation. I mean, I just point blank. I appreciate that. You look at the map, and I mean, I just don't understand the need to keep on whittling away on what little we have.
While the debate in Wauwatosa continues to swirl over how development and habitat can coexist, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission is surveying the Sanctuary Woods parcel and its surroundings to quantify its environmentally sensitive areas. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.